Continuing our Cleveland Guardians spring training coverage as we are joined by Guardians utility infielder Tyler Freeman as he gets ready for the 2023 campaign. Tyler, thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it. And, you know, as you get ready for this season, a bit of a different offseason compared to last, as I know last winter and early spring, you were dealing with that left shoulder surgery, kind of rehabbing, recovery from that. In terms of this offseason compared to last, do you feel more physically and also maybe more mentally ready to go, not having to deal with that as much?
Yeah. First off, thank you for having me on. And you know, it was great because, you know, this off season was my first normal one that I could actually train with my trainer and not have any setbacks, nothing on the back of my mind. And you know, yeah, it was a little frustrating last camp. You know, having to sit out and do rehab for a whole extra month, and you know, just not, you know, just mm-hmm. trying to get ready for the season. And but this offseason, like I said, I got to train with my brother, who's with the Rangers. He's in big league camp for them. And, you know, just training with him and getting to actually do a normal offseason, it was awesome. And, you know, I, you know, pretty much gained from the numbers here 10 to 12 pounds of muscle.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was it's awesome.
Yoked Tyler Freeman then heading into 2023. All right, good deal. And look, you know, you were a part of a double-A title team in 2021 with the Akron Rubber Ducks. I do some part-time work with the Ducks, so I got to see a ton of you down there. Obviously, you were a part of this team last year. You guys were a game away from the ALCS. Does seeing so much success early in your career and being a part of that kind of create a hunger for more as you move along in your professional career?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, our team does such a fantastic job, you know, preparing us when we're in the minor leagues, you know, whether it be with the Rubber Ducks, you know, going to the playoffs there and creating that environment to be ready for Cleveland if we do, you know, get to the playoffs or whatever that may be. You know, it's just awesome how they do stuff down here. And like you said before, it's just an honor, you know, just to be a part of that. And, you know, whether my name's called upon to you know, play the outfield, play the infield, whatever that may be, you know, I'm ready.
Now, you just kind of alluded to the versatility that you have as a defender. You can play the infield. Like you said, you can also do some outfield work as well. Is that something you really look to rely on this year in terms of just trying to get some more games, trying to get your name in that starting lineup and just, you know, getting more reps at the big league level?
Yeah, you know, I just had, you know, my meeting with Tito today, and that was the biggest thing. He goes, hey, we just don't want you to sit. If you do make this ball club, we want to expand your versatility. And, you know, that's where I got the news today. Like, you could be taking reps in the outfield, and that'll be my first time ever out there. And but whatever that may be, you know, I'm ready for whatever they call me to do. So.
Do you have any high school outfield experience that you can, like, harken back to at all to get ready for that? Or would that be a total fresh experience for you?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I've played all around the infield, you know, growing up, mm-hmm. and whether it be travel ball, you know, whether it be first base, even catching, just, you know, screwing around or whatever that may be, pitching. But I've never played the outfield. That is one thing I've never played. So it'll be brand new.
Did you get some dirt on Tito to let that happen? How does that all shake out? That's funny.
Yeah.
Do you have a spot you're most comfortable with within the infield? I know you got most of your reps at shortstop last year looking at the numbers, but do you have a spot that you're most comfortable with there?
You know, I mean, I don't mind any position there, you know, but, you know, third base was still kind of new for me last year. I think mm-hmm. I played about 5 games at third base, and when I got called up, they're like, hey, you're starting at third, and you know, my heart dropped. I'm like, oh wow, let's go, let's get this thing going. But now, you know, playing short and second, you know, I played a lot of short and second in the minor leagues. They do a good job of just kind of bouncing me around there, getting about an even amount at short and second. So I wouldn't really have a preference, but you know, mm-hmm. I love the infield.
There you go. Nothing like a welcome to the show than playing a new position for the first time. So,
exactly.
There you go. So, Tyler, last one here for you. Maybe if you could, you know, the biggest thing you're looking to improve upon this spring as you get ready for the 2023 season.
Yeah, you know, adding a little more pop to my game is the biggest thing that they were talking to me this off season. And you know, doing off-season swing camp, I think we did a great job just kind of breaking down my swing, seeing where I can improve. Not saying a power hitter, but just getting more out of my swing. You know, being a very contact-oriented hitter. You know, just, you know, applying that, but also getting more just off of my swing. So That's going to be something I've been really working on, and like I said before, just expanding my versatility, and now trying some spots in the outfield.
Good deal. Well, Tyler, it's been an absolute joy to watch you in person from Akron on up, and certainly looking forward to seeing what 2023 has in store for you. So best of luck to you moving forward, and looking forward to seeing how this year works out for you.
Thank you very much. Super excited.